Time to look now at motoring and what to expect in 2022. But not only that, maybe some places you can go to, you can travel to, some of the gems of South Africa. And joining us is our motoring enthusiast, Ernest Page. Good morning, Ernest. Welcome to Weekend Breakfast.
Good morning and great to be here. Lots to talk about. And as you said, lots of places to talk about as well, because the last couple of months, we've kind of been forced to explore locally, haven't we?
We have indeed. Now, that's what you've been doing. You've been discovering local destinations thanks to Matchbox Toys. Who are Matchbox Toys?
Well, Matchbox Toys is a toy company that's been around for ages. They've been around since our parents, since our grandparents, and they've lately made a sort of resurgence to become more sort of known amongst the younger crowd, such as 42-year-old me, for example.
Yes.
They've got a range of toys available, and to launch that range of toys, they invited me to come drive my dream, which is their slogan. You know, their whole sort of look on these things is that you don't need to have more than 100 rand to drive your dream. You can go to any Matchbox store and sort of get yourself a little car for under 100 bucks. So to launch that campaign, they invited me to a place called Booster, which is around the corner from where I live, really. But I'd never been there before. It's the kind of place you kind of always drive through. Mm. And they invited me to Booster. And I must say, I walked away from this experience realizing that there's a lot of exploring to do in South Africa, even just around the corner.
You're right, you know. You're actually so right. We take things for granted. You living in the Cape, of course, that's sort of the gem of things to do. But also in Gauteng, there's so much to do here, but you just drive by it. And then you hear it on the radio and you do nothing about it. And that's a bit of a mistake, isn't it?
Exactly, exactly. And this campaign, the cherry on the cake was, because it's called the Drive Your Dream campaign, they gave me a Hyundai i30N. Which is my performance car of the year for 2020 and one of my favorite all-time hatchbacks. So I got to cruise around Booster in this car and see things that I wouldn't necessarily go see. And it didn't even cost anything, you know, like going to visit a glass-blowing factory, chatting to the owner and understanding how that kind of works and experiencing it firsthand. Not something I would do on the weekend, but something that I was so glad to have experienced. Going to check out the local olive oil sort of farm around the corner there, going to check out the local winery, went to the Ney Valley. It was stuff that I wouldn't necessarily do, but so close to home, so accessible and so fun. And I definitely have, and I've actually committed to Suzanne Scholtz from Booster Tourism, that I will come back and visit and just do more local activities. I think it's within everybody's grasp. And with fuel prices as they are, you know, I went to Paternoster a couple of weeks ago. It's also about 100-odd k from where I live. It is possible in South Africa, just by the very nature of how our landscape is structured, to go out 150 kilometers and be in what is actually a pretty exotic location. But Matchbox South Africa has got a host of toys available. They've got a host of cars available, from little 4x4 diggers to planes. They've even got a little Top Gun range as well. So Matchbox South Africa's got a whole bunch of toys available, and I don't think it's just for kids, you know. It's for people like myself, car enthusiasts for the desk that want to collect, and you can do a simple browse on any site like Takealot.com and go check out a whole range of their toys. And again, you know, it's the kind of stuff that might become collectible down the line. Mm-hmm. And it's also quite easy to have this conversation with dad, with mom, with grandpa. You know, everybody's had some sort of experience with a Matchbox toy at some stage.
Yeah. Actually, you're right. Are they quite valuable, these little Matchbox toys?
Well, they are definitely collector's items. A quick look on eBay and all these kind of places, you can quickly find the collectibles, especially those that were made sort of in the pre-war era. But again, for someone like myself, I had this weird obsession with car crash technology when I was growing up. So I would put my little toys in the vise and crash them to see what the crumple zones would do. I know that sounds psychotic, but I'm really into that kind of thing. So I would build little Lego cars and crash them to see the driver survive any safety stuff. So unfortunately, my collection of my extensive collection of toys that my parents got me as a kid, and some of their matchbox toys, all gone now. But maybe dig up a couple in the attic. If there are some in the attic, have them checked out. Easy way, as I said, to get them appraised, go check on eBay and see. They are very specific, though, about which ones are valuable. A friend of mine has got a couple that are quite valuable, but some of them are just not in the right color or the right model. So it's one of those things where they are quite specific on which ones hold their value.
That's interesting. And which ones do hold value then? Because I'm sure, like you said, on eBay, places like that, there are those collectors out there. They want to make the kind of money, or they want to find that gem.
Yeah, exactly. And it's quite strange. There are some unusual cars that have retained value. The Mercury station wagon is one of them. The trucks are quite popular. There's one called the Ford Kennel truck, which is very popular. And then, of course, you've got to make sure you've got it in the original packaging as well, which helps a lot. So, you know, these are kind of things that where they worth more than the sum of their parts, if you will. And one of those is, one of the most expensive ones, is something called a Deutz crane, which is worth quite a few $1,000s. The last estimation in 2021 was $13,000. So,
wow.
If you don't throw away those matchbox toys if you've got a couple old ones laying around.
That is so interesting. It really is interesting. Right, so you've been doing that, but you've been doing other things as well. Driving a giant truck for the first time with Volvo's new range of trucks. Now, that's interesting.
Exactly. And, you know, I've been quite fortunate to drive some of the fastest cars available in South Africa, some of my favorite cars over the last couple of months. We even had a little project car that I took racing the other day. But because I'm the son of a truck driver, this was legitimately the highlight of my year. I've never gotten to drive a truck before. I've never got to experience a truck before. And frankly, as a motoring journalist, we don't really get invited to these sort of events. But it was quite an interesting experience in more ways than one. But certainly driving the truck was a highlight for me, because I think as any car enthusiast, I would highly recommend just trying it once. We did do it in a completely legal setting. They told us in the invite, you don't need a truck license. I was a little bit skeptical. Yeah. But they had a private farm with trained instructors, the best truck driving instructors in the country. And these trucks are so easy to drive. Fully automatic. They've got lane keep assist. They've got automatic braking and a host of other safety features. But what I found most surprising, other than the speed and acceleration, is that you can actually see everything outside of the truck. So it's quite a square device, you know, it's quite a square-shaped thing. And the mirrors are so effective that when you're looking around, you can see exactly how close you are to things. So that's why these truck drivers are able to go through gaps and park so perfectly, because these are actually designed to be very ergonomic and very easy to use. And the Volvo range of trucks, more so, because Volvo's obviously got a reputation for being one of the safest cars around. And a little known fact is that 1 year after they built the first Volvo car, they'd already started working on the first Volvo truck. So they've been in the game for a long time. And with South Africa's safety record, and a terrible safety record at that when it comes to truck accidents, I thought, you know, this would be an interesting topic to discuss, because autonomous driving is a very good thing, but for me, the big leap forward is things like automatic braking and lane keep assist, which takes away when the driver makes a mistake, then at least the vehicle can save them from it. And the Volvo truck range has that as an option in most of their trucks.
Okay, now that's interesting. Is it difficult to drive, though? I've always thought about this. If you drive a truck, do you have to double clutch? Forgive my ignorance on this, but, you know, I just don't know. I've never driven a truck before. Do you double clutch and the steering wheel? Is it power steering, or do you have to really turn that guy?
So this is the thing, right? I too am ignorant about these things, and I thought I'd be doing double the clutching and all those weird noises that the truck makes. But these trucks are developed to be so much like cars. They've got a steering system in there that is very light to begin with. It's just the driver at various speeds, and also make sure that you can't sort of spin the truck out or jackknife the truck because of the way the steering ratio works. So it's very light to steer this truck, very precise and very easy to do so. then, as you mentioned with the gears, this has got a fully automatic gear system. It's even got the dual clutch system like a Golf GTI.
Yeah.
So it feels exceptionally comfortable inside. And it's a long-haul vehicle, so it's designed for these truck drivers to be able to cross country without having an issue. And if they do need to sleep, there's a bed inside the cabin. So, you know, when it comes to South Africa, we've got very much a diesel economy with so much space in between the major cities.
Mm.
So it's no surprise then that these trucks are quite popular in South Africa because they allow for that long-haul journeys in comfort, but at the same time in safety as well.
That is so interesting because, like you say, it is the backbone of our economy. You'll see the trucks going up and down the N1 and N3. So it is a sort of a career that people can get themselves into. Looking ahead now to next year, what are you expecting to come out? What are you looking forward to? You've just been driving, like you say, a high-performance vehicle. What are you looking forward to next year?
Well, we spoke about this the other day. And Ray, for me, the big shift that will be happening next year that I'm looking forward to is the adoption of hybrid technology and then the eventual lead into electric cars. Toyota's launched their Corolla Cross hybrid, and it's going to be, by all accounts, a bestseller. And that would make it the first popular hybrid car in South Africa, which means that your cousin's going to have one. Your sister's going to have driven one. Mm. So it's going to bring that conversation into the zeitgeist. And it's going to mean that more people are going to get access to this car. More test drives mean more purchases mean we get closer to that electric car sort of availability and cost drop in South Africa. I had a VW electric car for a couple of weeks, and I gave as many people as I could test drives in that car, whether they drove it themselves or they sat with me. And the general consensus about electric cars is once you experience it, you realize the benefits. It's quiet, it uses no fuel, et cetera, et cetera. There are a list of benefits that I think people will only realize once they experience it. So one of the things that I'm excited for, not just the new cars coming out this year and the new performance cars and all that kind of stuff, but also the fact that there are going to be more hybrid and electric cars on the road and more people are going to get to experience them, which means we'll be adopting them sooner rather than later.
Motoring enthusiast Ernest Page, happy 2022 to you. Have a great new year.
Indeed. Thank you so much, Jake.